During the White House COVID-19 response team's Monday briefing, Andy Slavitt, the response team's senior advisor, announced a $231 million contract with Australian company Allum for its rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. The contract, awarded by the Departments of Defense and Health and Human Services, is intended to help the company ramp up its production of the test kits. Currently, Allum had committed to sending roughly 100,000 test kits a month to the United States between February and June. With the additional funding, Allum said it can scale up production to over 19 million tests a month by the end of the year. Slavitt said that means the United States will be guaranteed 8.5 million test kits. He said that easy access to these rapid tests would help contain the virus.
These are over-the-counter, self-performed test kits that can detect COVID with roughly 95% accuracy within 15 minutes. They can be used if you feel symptoms of COVID-19 and also for screening for people without symptoms so they can safely go to work, to school, and to events.
Newly appointed director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said during the press briefing that there have been some positive coronavirus numbers in recent days. She said the nationwide 7-day average of new cases dropped 14.5% over the past week, and the average number of hospitalizations dropped 14.6%. However, she cautioned that the country isn't out of the woods yet, and said that the rising coronavirus death rates is still a metric causing serious concern.
During the week of January 24th to January 30th, the 7-day average of deaths increased 2.4% to 3,146 per day. While the recent decline in cases and hospital admissions are encouraging, they are counterbalanced by the stark reality that in January, we recorded the highest number of COVID-19 deaths in any month since the pandemic began, with over 90,000 deaths recorded in January alone.
The response team also talked about ongoing vaccination efforts. Slavitt said that the Biden administration recognized many Americans are frustrated with the slow rollout of the vaccines. He said that part of the problem is the two-dose nature of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which has led to backups in the vaccine pipeline. He added that some vaccine providers have come to believe that they needed to reserve second doses to make sure that everyone who started the regimen was able to complete it. Slavitt cautioned that vaccine providers weren't being unreasonable when they chose to save second doses. But he said that the Biden administration plans to make changes that will ease the supply uncertainty that made providers feel those choices were necessary.
We completely understand that this has been a direct result of the lack of predictability many states and providers have had regarding how many doses that they would receive. That's one reason why last week we announced that the federal government will be providing a continual 3-week window into vaccines that will be shipped. With this action, states and vaccine providers will more rapidly use their allotment of first doses to vaccinate as many people as quickly and as equitably as possible because they now have the predictability that the second dose will be there when the time comes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, touched on the news of a vaccine in development by Johnson & Johnson. The company announced its vaccine last Friday and said it would be the first single-shot vaccine produced by a major pharmaceutical company, but it reportedly offers less protection than the current 2-shot vaccines, with only a 72% efficacy rate compared to the roughly 95% efficacy rate of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Fauci said that despite this, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine still looked very promising. He pointed out that while it wasn't as good at preventing the virus, it had a strong track record of significantly reducing the severity of any symptoms.
There will be situations where people will say to themselves, do I want to get a single dose vaccine and know that I'm protected against serious disease? Or do I want to go with a number that's a 94 to 95? And I can tell you that there are many people who would rather have the convenience of a single dose. So I don't think we should be put aback by the fact that there was a difference in the initial number of any kind of efficacy, because there's a lot more to protection than just preventing from getting infected. We want to keep people out of the hospital, and we don't want people to die.
Fauci rejected the notion that people should hold off on vaccinations and wait for drugs that are effective against new variants of the coronavirus. He pointed out that the best way to stop COVID variants and mutations is to stop COVID itself through widespread vaccinations.
There is a fact that permeates virology, and that is that viruses cannot mutate if they don't replicate. And if you stop their replication by vaccinating widely and not giving the virus an open playing field to continue to respond to the pressures that you put on it, you will not get mutations.
The White House's COVID-19 response team briefings began last week and are being seen as a direct repudiation of the Trump administration's less transparent handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden administration says it plans to hold regular briefings 3 times a week from now on. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.